Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. It is July and we've been told that we all have to learn how to live with COVID. The market is back. Recruiters are making money. They're not talking about how to win business. It's all about getting more candidates. Everybody's growing. RecTechs are having the time of it. RecTech firms are making loads of money. And there's just so much optimism out there in the marketplace. And I can't even fathom how different my business is now than in the start of the pandemic. I still remember being in Santa Barbara, living my best life on a holiday I thought I could afford, scoping out a life I thought I could afford, and the market crashed and we nearly lost our house. But we reinvented ourselves and we got back on the horse and life is good. And that's kind of what you have to do in this wild ride of recruitment entrepreneurship. So just a big quick announcement before I kind of go into a wee bit of an update. Podcast is now sponsored by Luxo. You're all wondering who Luxo are, unless you're in the States, and then you're like, ah, I know. So they're a talent intelligence system. In the UK, you'd call that an ATS. So, and what does an ATS do? You know, you store your data there. And hopefully your people are using it as their main engine to registering candidates, getting candidates out and booking in interviews and all that good stuff. And traditionally, that's all that ATS systems do. Some of them bring in a bit of KPI management and targeting stuff and all of that good stuff as well. But these guys have taken it to the next stage and it really suits our business. So bear with me, I'll try and explain. I'm not a man for detail, so I might not do it justice. My wife would be a much better person to kind of get all the ins and outs. But let's say you register a job. It has this thing called AI Source. Now, AI Source means that every time you register a job and you run the process on Luxo, it gets better at telling you who's right for that job because its system learns every time and it'll help you build that shortlist super quick. And it just makes your life that bit quicker on that. Okay, so that's impressive and that's a really cool thing. But then what it does then is, especially if you're doing the US market, it has data. So it'll have so many worker emails, personal emails and phone numbers. Now, it's not like a silver bullet solution. You always need a few other data sources, but it's a massive, massive, massive help. And if that's not enough, then it has an outreach system that's built in. So some of you may have heard of like drip feed campaigns for email and LinkedIn. Well, it has all of that built in. So not only does it learn your job, help you source it, help you with the data, it then helps you sequence the people to engage them. So it's a bit of a game changer and it should save a lot of time. Anyway, we're loving it. Most people in our community that have tried it are raving about it. In fact, the Dinghy community, which is our startup community, it's been the main topic of conversation for a few weeks and getting rave reviews. So that's probably why we made the jump as well. There's some other great systems out there for other size businesses. Happy to give anybody a rundown on opinions on that. Charlotte's definitely the best person. And if anybody wants any RecTech advice, just hit us up on that. Join the RecWired community. And if I don't have the answer, I can get you somebody who does. Right. So where to start? So what have we been up to? So around Christmas, a few months before that, I started coaching a few recruitment entrepreneurs and I built a mastermind program out of it after 3 months. And I think I've done a bit of a rundown on that here, but it covers everything from traditional recruitment, from strategic planning, virtual assistants, marketing, podcasting, engagement, you name it. You'll not, like, you'll not find much that we don't cover. And we are now at a point that we're coaching 50 recruitment entrepreneurs. Most of them are under 10 in their headcount, and they're still billing. And that's been really great for us to help them with how to get out of their business and really make other people accountable, and how they can do that with automation and marketing and processes and process mapping and all of that good stuff, right? That Charlotte is very good at. So we've really found ourselves in this world, and we're loving it. And it's almost become our main thing, to a point that we're building other solutions now. So we've got a boardroom product for people who've done the mastermind, or for some people, whether it's rec tech or wherever, or it's somebody who's got a recruitment firm that just doesn't want to, you know, do the full program. We have a boardroom product that helps us just do a monthly advisory session and just be on hand to help them. And we'll be building other products soon. We're launching a VA course, a VA only course next month. So there's three places left for that. And we'll do a build your own recruitment agency talent function, because there's no need to be spending all this money on Rector X. I can give you the formula on how you can build out that there with the help of a few Rector X, but it shouldn't be your main thing. So we're building out that. Charlotte's building out another one about re-engineering, documenting everything you need in a recruitment business to scale. Because what we find from every analysis that we do is that operations seems to be a real weak point in recruitment firms under 30 headcount, even under 50. And they'll maybe have an ops, an admin, but not a proper ops manager that can run a proper business analysis and just make everything run seamlessly. And that is, I know that's a bit of a mad intro, but that's kind of all the stuff that we've been doing on the mastermind and the advisory front. And it's become one of our main things, but we're still doing rec to rec. But luckily, I've developed some of my team to take a lot of the heavy lift in there. And we are still moving people abroad, even in COVID. We're moving people to Dubai and then just taking on one or two retained assignments a month on the other side. Our IT sales business is working a big key account and doing a bit of spot work in the Dublin market as well. And that team's ticking along nicely. And then our RecWired community that we've built with Andy Hallett, it's been growing phenomenally. We've 22 partners on board from the suppliers. And I think there's probably around 2,000 members now. And we're really privileged to be able to help these people with their recruitment businesses. And with some amazing partners as well. We had a great event in London last week where we had 50 recruitment entrepreneurs and quite a few suppliers as well. And it was it was in London Bridge, and it was absolute carnage. And everybody's just blowing off steam, and you know, just happy to be back in business and profitable and like really hopeful of the future. And it was really great. And you build all these relationships online, and then you get to meet them in person. It's so great. So we're going to do lots more of that over the next while. So that's really it of what we've been up to. If you've been listening to this podcast, what I'm going to try and do moving forward is I'm going to try and do more live shows. So we got LinkedIn Live, and we want to engage more of the recruitment founders in our community, large and small, and you know, get some interesting people on again from private equity, and get some decent consultants in to speak about the market, and just a no bullshit approach to what works and what doesn't work out there. So that stuff's going to be happening pretty soon. And I'm going to probably get a weekly live show and bring in a couple of people to do it. It might be a similar enough format to the Recruiting Animal show, but maybe less screaming and shouting. But it's been a bit full on trying to organize everything, but we were really able to do all of this at a decent cost, because you know, everybody that works for us is remote, and most of them are freelancers. So we've really built up this over the years, and we were able to kind of survive COVID because of it. And then luckily we pivoted and, you know, had the skills to kind of fall upon something that we're now super really passionate about and enjoying. So I hope your business is going well. And if you've any questions, or if you think we can help you out, whether that's to join our community required, or it's to inquire about virtual assistants, or like your own talent acquisition of how you're going to scale your own agency, or you'd like to book in for a monthly meeting on our boardroom, or you want to do our mastermind, or even you want to talk about doing some rec to rec, there's quite a lot we can help you out with. And we're just super pumped about what lies ahead. I'm up to Manchester next week. I'll be in Manchester Wednesday and Thursday. So I'm going to reach out to some people and get out for some beers with Richard Gibbard. So, yeah, if you're listening to this, you're in Manchester, you want to grab a beer and put a face to a podcast, just hit me up. So again, I hope you guys are all going well. Sorry, I've dropped off the radar a little on this. We will have loads more content coming out now that all our systems and businesses and products are starting to be built and run correctly. We've just been in that creation mode where we've just been building, and now we're slowly getting back to executing. So that's it for today. I'm going to get some awesome guests on soon. If you want to come on the show, hit me up. If you're a supplier and you are thinking, oh, that's interesting, hit me up. I'll make an introduction to Andy Hallett. And we're always looking to partner with the best people out there in the market. All right. Take care. God bless. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoy this quick update podcast. I've left a link to my calendar in the show notes. If you're a recruitment founder and you like what you heard, you want to find out more, doesn't matter what size of business you are, or you just want to have a bit of a catch up and we haven't spoken in a while, do book into my calendar. I do have time, so would love to hear from you if you're a recruiter who wants a bit of help with their career or is thinking of going out on their own. Again, just book into my calendar. I can spare time for everybody. And if you're a supplier who wants to sell things to the recruitment industry, again, feel free to book into my calendar and I can point you in the right direction. All right, that is it. Over to the episode.